Okay, we're learning Nida Daf Yud Gimel and Beis, and we're starting from the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel and Beis. Talk to Mishnah. Chareshes, someone who's deaf, v'ashoita, v'asuma, blind, v'shnitva daita, someone who's also ashoita. And we'll ask what the two types of ashoitas here. And miyesh, so now the problem is, we said that someone's a suka b'tayris has to make a bedika twice a day. These women cannot make a bedika. First, they're not believed to make a bedika, and they don't know how to do bedikas. So miyesh lam pichos, if they have some smart woman who are friends with them, masaknis oisam, they make a bedika for, they do the bedikas for them. The hein echals b'tshuma, then they can eat tshuma. So Gemara is going to explain these different type of people. Chareshes, yitivik nafsho, let her make a bedika for herself. A tayin utan a brayso. Omar Rebbe, chareshes of shchunu seinu. There was a chareshes who lived in our area. Lo yidayish avdekas la'asma. Not only did she do bedikas for herself, el shechavriseha royos. The Chareseo had Maris law. They showed it to her. She was a Baki and Maris. Not only was she knew her Bdika herself, she's a big Baki and Maris. So you see, she is trustworthy. Not only the Bdika for herself, even for other people. So my answer is, Hossam, that was one of the Chayrish that Medaberis and Shemas. She knew how to talk, she couldn't hear. She was a smart Chayrish. Halcha, the Chayrish of our Mishnah, talking about Shaini Medaberis and Shemas. You can't hear and you can't talk. That's partial. If you can hear and not talk, it's partial. You're smart enough. But here, even with the Beres Venish Shemash doesn't hear, that's smart enough. And the Cheresh of our Mishnah is someone who can't hear and can't talk. Every time we say Cheresh in Torah, Cheresh of God, that means a Cheresh that can't talk and can't hear, because that means they can't do anything. They can't communicate, they don't understand anything. They never could have learned anything. So, therefore, they're not believed to make a Bedika. The Mishnah said another case, a Suma. So what's the problem with Suma? Let her make a bedika, because she's a full bar das. I just can't see it. Show a friend. You're right. Suma ain't a Mishnah. You remove Suma from our Mishnah. Suma is taka, not a problem.
But she's not for you good enough.
What?
She's not for you.
Why not? She's not worse than any other person.
Someone that could see.
That makes no sense. It's nothing to do with seeing. You don't see there. They make a bedika. They don't see that place. As I said, show it to the friend. Exactly what I said. Zog Mar Vayit, Nintuva Daita, Haina Shaita, that's Mamash Shaita. Talk to Mara, no, it's two different Shaita. Nintuva Daita, Mach Paschoili. It's two types of Shaita. One Shaita is someone who's born crazy. There's another type of Shaita who, that it's like a mental illness, I guess, that if she's not taking a medicine, then she's a Shaita. So this type of person depends. If she's in the matzah that she's not a Shaita, she's Taka believes. Only when she's sick, is there a problem of a shaita? It's a different type of shaita. Torah baron koyin shaita, matvil maisa, you toivel him, machil no isa chuma le'erev. You toivel him, stiff because he's a balkari, he's mutter, you know he's tahar, and you give him chuma that evening. Now the problem is maybe he became a balkari again until he ate chuma. And you need harav shamash, right? So you have a few hours to work with. So masham maisa shlo yashon, you watch him, they shouldn't sleep. Because if he falls asleep, maybe he'll see Kari. Yashon Tame, lo Yashon Tar. If he falls asleep, he's Tame. If he doesn't sleep, then he's Tar. That's what the Tanakhama says. But as a result, the Gemara, no, even when he's awake, we're not convinced. So what do you do? Oysen lo kis sha'ar, they make a little, like a glove made out of leather, and they put it on his Eva, and they check the glove of leather to see if there's any Kari in it. Amru lo, so everyone say, I don't like that Eitza. Kol shekin shemeiv dechimum, you're going to bring him to Kari. So Amar Lahan, let's tell the Ravonon, the Reichem, Shaita in the Tekona. Lefiyu, Shaita is not Tekona, because he's saying that's going to make him have Herurim. And without that, Rabbi Eliezer Tzalik calls there's a Chshash Kari. Amar Lahan, the Rebbein, we hold, Yashon is Tami, Lo Yashon Tar. If he doesn't go to sleep, we're not worried about Kari. Lidvarechel, for you, it's worse. Shem Yira, Tipa Chardel, Tiva Bekis. Maybe she'll see a little bit, and we'll get swallowed up in the leather. So the Gemara, told him, Shem Rabbi Lazar, Amru, oysla kishal matchas, you make it out of metal. And what type of metal? Bayav shal achayshish, you make it out of copper. Ketayin, look at the braisa. Rudayma, royin oysa, bring it right from this braisa, that copper does not absorb. Ketanya, and therefore there's no chash that carry will get absorbed in the earth. Ketanya, Rudayma, talking about paradum, we had it in this masecht already, that when you carry mei chatas, which means water from paradum, you have to have a sheer hazah. So Rudaim, even when the gevelma dipped in, and then there's a little less water left in the bucket, you count what's in the gevelma also. It's absorbed. You look at it, and it's not absorbing, so you count all that water as the shear for Hazah. Sakaponim, just showing from there that Nechayshus does not absorb. Amra Papa, we see from this exchange, and the Rabbanim says you shouldn't have a kiss Sha'ar because it's Mischamim. So Shmamino Mechlesayim Asurim, it's also to wear pants, which we'll say, it's really called underpants. They're not allowed to wear. That's what it sounds. Achsiv, aye, but a kahanim says, v'aslam nichlusei bad, l'chasim masa ever. It says, make them these underpants to l'chasim masa ever. So how can you say it's also to wear? So Gemara, who ki d'tanya, that's like the Brisa says, explains how that nichlusayim worked. Michlusei kahanim, l'mahim doimim, k'min pamalna shal prashim. It was like a little, like a skirt of like tznuim. Went from his waist to his thighs, and the yeshom shants, and he had these strings that made it tight. Now Rashi has two pshat on what that means. Either it means loy beis hanekev means that didn't have like a little pocket for the aver, and loy beis erva means that behind it wasn't tight either, because if it's tight, then it goes into his body and it gets sweaty. So it wasn't positive for big comedy like that. So it was very, very loose. The other shot is that it didn't have a hole opening on the both ends for the base array and for Mayor Glein. It didn't have a hole for that. Either way, it says that those pants are very loose. So the component says in Agamar. So Shail is, so how do they wear these days underwear, L'chaira? It's a Pella. L'chaira here, it's Mashmav Mechlesayim Asurim. So L'maisa, the Piskei Tshuva in Eben Ezra Simen Chav Gimel and the Aruch HaShulchan both say that's only Asur if the special pouch that holds the Aver. In the underwear, a special pouch holds the Aver, that's what it's talking about. But if it's regular underwear, like our underwear, then that's fine. That's what sounds like the Aruch HaShulchan. We know that the Chassidim attack a very makbar on this, because Maisa, Gemara says, Mechasayim Asurim, but the Maisa is a hat to look at the Aruch HaShulchan and the Piskei Tshuva in Simen Chav Gimel and Eben Ezra.